Thanks for Apple for cleanse. My name is Sophia. I need to buy just cause and record for quality purposes. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. I had called earlier and they had said the system went down. I was just calling back. Yes, I had tried to make a claim earlier.
Okay, may I have your social, sir?
418-416-577.
Can you verify your first and last name?
My last name Thomas, first name Jaquavius.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Thomas, give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
All right. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
You only have a non-driver's ID, correct?
Ma'am.
You have a non-driver's ID?
Yeah, I have an ID. I have a driver's license ID.
And you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is she in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's her driver's license number?
Oh, 9736638.
I'm sorry,
638. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and if you approve the event, you have two options to receive your payments. Direct deposit to check those savings or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after you approve your payments and the RFPs that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a check to save the account, recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
I got a direct deposit.
Okay, may I ask the bank you bank with?
It's a third party bank.
What's the name of it, sir?
Ma'am.
Is it a traditional bank like Guardian, Wells Fargo, PNC, or Regions?
They bank with PNC.
Okay, what's the name of it, sir?
Oh, Wisely Card.
Okay, sir. We're not allowed to use any prepaid cards on here.
I don't have an additional bank card. I just have the card that my job gave me.
Okay, that's a prepaid card. So you want to take one of our Alabama Venture prepaid benefits card?
Yes, I just take one.
Okay. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
3500 Dale Avenue.
You keep going, sir.
95. Lot 95.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
Yeah, this is my mailing address.
Okay, and has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And your telephone number still 334-424-5110?
No, ma'am. My number is 334-744-8113.
Okay. All right. It's necessary to verify your identity and file for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Question one, which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? It's a 1992 Volvo 960 series.
No, ma'am.
A 1993 Mitsubishi Montero.
No, ma'am.
A 1998 Oldsmobile 88.
No, ma'am.
A 2001 Acura CL.
No, ma'am.
Or you never been associated with none of these vehicles?
No, ma'am. I never own none of them vehicles.
Okay. Question two. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? It's a 1400 South Long Street, 356 Carroll Drive.
No, ma'am.
It's a 5982 Water Slide Drive. Or the 708 Highway 54, or you never been associated with none of these addresses?
No, ma'am.
You never been associated with none of these addresses?
Well, I probably have, long it's been back. I remember one of them, I was there with it. I wasn't there that long.
Which address, sir?
That was the South Lawn.
Okay. Question three.
And now I move back to my regular home at 3511.
That's fine. Question three. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 1298 Fort Dale Road? 131 Cider Creek Road?
No, ma'am.
Or is it 3407 Arnold Avenue?
Yes, I have there.
Okay. And did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government or civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive... Do you receive notification they have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And do you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And what's the last day you worked?
Monday.
Okay. On the 25th.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Since you indicated that your last day of work was this Monday, you'll be required to enter your gross earnings when doing your week certification this Sunday, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And you'll calculate your gross earnings by how many hours you work by your hourly wage.
Yes, ma'am.
Since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Well, we be off on Sunday, so, no, ma'am.
Are you mentally and physically able to work?
Ma'am, excuse me?
Are you mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, no, ma'am.
You're not mentally and physically able to work?
I can work.
That's what I'm asking, sir.
Work. Oh, yeah, that can work.
And do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Retraining for anything else.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you applied for or received a pension of the Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I travel.
How many miles?
I can't really say, because up from here to Auburn or to the valley, probably 100 miles. Yeah, I really don't know how far that is. All
right, sir. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Oh, 15.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Ma'am?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
All right. What's your last job title?
Landscape.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
You're not seeking work in your current occupation?
I'm seeking work, but it just nobody's not hiring right now. Yeah, that's what I've been looking for.
Okay, and what was the last name of the company that you worked for?
Landscape Associates.
And do you have a phone number for them?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you repeat that number again?
Yes, ma'am. It's 334-703-8984.
Okay, and what city and state was the work performed in?
Alabama.
In what city?
What's the ending? It was a race issue.
No, sir. I asked what city and state was the work performed
City?
In.
Oh, Marvin. Auburn, Alabama.
Okay, so give me 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when did you start working for them?
Ooh, it's been 5 years ago. I can't even remember. It's been so long. All I know is I've been there 5 years, and I know I started in January.
If you started in January, we'll just pick a date then, since it's so far back.
Yeah, because all I know I had, when I first started, it was January the 2nd. And all I know, I just been working there since, and it's been 5 years since I've been there.
2017?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, have you received, do you expect to receive any of the final pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what, you say you're no longer working because why, sir?
Well, it was a race issue. It was like, when I spoke the truth, it was like, it was just, when you're speaking the truth and they don't want to hear it, you know who's going to be the first to go.
Yes, sir. And that's what it was.
Yes, ma'am. And like, and now I'm it just, you put so much dedication into a company that really does, like, I don't even want to talk about it because it just, it makes me angry.
You're fine, sir. I just need to put it in. Okay, indeed, let's have Tim.
They want to say another thing, but yet we, everybody know what it was, and everybody, we all said it, and we knew from then.
Yes, sir, I understand. And do you look at 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
Ma'am?
Do you look at 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Let me go get a pen and paper real quick.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. I'm back.
All right, sir. So the 4-digit PIN you'll need to write down is 7793.
7793?
Three. Yes, sir.
I'm here.
I was just reading it back to you. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to read your closing statement. The final instructions and telephone number. The final instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It don't take 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effectively this week. The unemployment claim just finished also raises you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the career centers or log in at Alabama Works. .alabama.gov and update your online resume fit to do some maybe or interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full time work each week to claim your benefits. Unemployment claim can reach the beginning on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file weekly certifications by telephone or internet or to claim your benefits for the previous week. Be able to make complete certification each week and result in loss of benefits. If you choose file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose file by the telephone number you call each week is 1-800-752. You need to go back to the website, sir.
1-800-752-7389.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna run the number back to you.
1-800-752-7389. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we can certification be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on next week. So starting on Thursday, you'll make your first certification.
Okay, so I made the first certification on the 31st. Sunday or tonight, Sunday the 31st?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
An information book will be mailed to you. This book will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Be able to follow the instructions listed can result in loss of benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
If you don't receive the book within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Thomas, we have completed your own poem club. Do you have any other questions for me?
Oh, yeah. I'm just reminding the number. It's 1-800-361-4524.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I sure appreciate it.
No problem, sir. Do you have any other
questions? Yeah, and I got a question. So when I call the 1-800-752 number on Sunday, I just give them this 7793 number?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Don't forget, you will have to give in your gross earnings. You will do that by multiplying how many hours you work by your hourly wage.
Okay. Because I was going to say, so I just had to put how much I make and calculate how many hours. How they do it, it's 40 hours a week, but I get paid $15 an hour. Let me see. They probably don't change my check. There's a lot of cricket stuff that they doing. And, yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Oh, so now I got to see. That's why I got to get a lawyer, too, on top of it. Actually, they don't changed it. It was 50, but now they changed it to 1350. So now I got to calculate that times 10. Oh. All right, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thanks, God. I'll bump on click. Enjoy your day.
All right, you do the same, ma'am.
Thank you.